I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. A developer is ready to take the next step to build an underground high-power transmission line from Mason City, Iowa to Plano, Illinois, going under the Mississippi River at Sebula. Sue Green is looking for customers, and soon it plans to apply for a permit from the Iowa Utilities Board.
Sue Green will run along rail right-of-way from central Iowa to eastern Illinois, delivering more than 2,000 megawatts of large-scale, low-cost clean energy to buyers in the eastern U.S., enough to power approximately 1.2 million U.S. homes.
In May, nearly 400 people participated in Sue Green's online public meetings about its plan to build a direct current transmission line. Canadian Pacific Railroad is a partner in the project. Steve Frankel from Sue Green says more than 200 miles of high-voltage power line would be installed underground along train tracks and highways from Mason City to the Mississippi River.
When you look at states across the eastern half of the country, you've got stronger and stronger renewable energy standards being adopted. And there just isn't the low-cost renewable energy resource available in the eastern half of the U.S. compared to what the Midwest can offer in terms of scale and efficiency. So the Midwest offers low-cost, highly efficient renewable energy development and resource that can meet the needs of higher demand in population centers in the East, where you've got a lot of ambitious clean energy goals. And so that's why we as a nation need a national clean energy grid. And Sue Green could be the first link in what we're calling a U.S. clean energy superhighway.
In early August, the company began a process called open solicitation. Neil Jones, Sue Green's vice president of real estate, says it's looking for companies known as shippers that are interested in transmission capacity rights, generation companies or utilities that want to sell power on the line, and customers interested in buying that power.
If they have interest in either selling or buying renewable energy from us, then this is large scale. These are not private individuals. These are large scale buyers and sellers, but they can express interest, letting them know what they either can provide or what kind of demand they have. So we'll go through that matching process to match up the sellers and buyers together so that way they can enter into long-term contracts for renewable energy.
The buyers and sellers may be utilities, data centers, and others who want to buy renewable energy credits. They'd pay for access rights to fund operations, and ratepayers in Iowa would not be charged at all. Sue Green needs a permit from the Iowa Utilities Board and plans to apply soon.
Because the Iowa Utilities Board only addresses those areas outside of the city boundaries, the municipal boundaries, we are also reaching out and talking with all the 24 different Iowa municipalities that we will be going through to enter into franchise agreements with them. So that'll be our permitting process with each city.
Jones says Sue Green also plans to contact Iowa landowners along the proposed route of the transmission line.
So that way we can notify them of different activities that are going on during development and construction. And then also probably the biggest thing is to find out what type of concerns do we need to be aware of that are on the landowner's property and are approaching the right-of-way, or may possibly even be in the right-of-way. For example, you'll have drain tile, which is critical to Midwestern farmers to drain their fields. A lot of times those drain tiles will actually go underneath the rail from one parcel on one side of the rail to the other parcel on the other side of the rail. So we're trying to find out as much about that before we even put a shovel in the ground.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.